Proverbs 15:6 says, in the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. I was listening to a radio interview by Dennis Prager, who was talking to the former Fox News talk host Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly has written a book that is the latest in what he calls the Killing Series. I've read several of these books, and they're pretty good. And for the handful of history purists out there, I'm not saying his books are the end-all, but they are interesting material that should be compared with other works dealing with similar or the same subjects. With that said, the most recent book being promoted by O'Reilly is called Killing the Legends. In it, O'Reilly discusses the life and tragic end of three larger-than-life cultural legends, and the book is subtitled The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. It's about John Lennon, Muhammad Ali, formerly known as Cassius Clay, and Elvis Presley. And as the interview with O'Reilly ended, he said this, quote, when they got this incredible wealth and fame, they couldn't put it into perspective. They just couldn't, because everybody was kissing their butts, you know. And if somebody'd say something to Elvis, he was fired. He didn't want to hear, hey, maybe you shouldn't be taking 85 pills a day. He didn't want to hear that, end quote. And that is what is buried in this proverb that many seem to overlook. I've heard it said that the more money you get, the more you think you need. It's never enough. And if you read autobiographies of rags-to-riches stories like Lennon, Ali, and Elvis, you'll find that most of these people become miserable with their wealth for various reasons. As it says, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. How so? Well, the fear and anxiety of losing everything becomes overwhelming. When you get wealth overnight, you realize, in the back of your mind anyway, that you could lose it overnight. Easy come, easy go. The revenues of the wicked also bring trouble because so many are out to get your money. Swindlers, embezzlers, and cheaters come after you. Even your own family, in many cases, become the leeches that drain you. How many rich men marry gold diggers who then divorce them and take half or more? And then they can go on and live a party lifestyle on money they didn't earn. That also happens to women these days, by the way. Of course, when wealthy men and women bring it upon themselves many times as they commit adultery and destroy their own marriages, they have no one else to blame. But just add to that, add that to the list of trouble that comes to those with wealth who are not followers of God and His Word. You see, some might protest that these three men in O'Reilly's book weren't bad guys in general, so we shouldn't refer to them as wicked. But I'm just going to shoot straight with you here. No matter how you see these men in a general sense, who are nice to their fans, seem to love their families, and gave a lot to charity, but we're using the word wicked here in a biblical sense. According to the Bible, all men are wicked sinners who need saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when we refer to these men as wicked, we're not saying we're better than them. We're saying that Jesus Christ is our righteousness. The only difference between Christians and these three men is the fact that we have put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And there's no record of either of these three men repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ by faith in the gospel. Some think that because Elvis sang gospel music that he was a believer, but that's nothing but pure ignorance and spiritual naivete. Those closest to Elvis tell us that he was not a believer in the biblical gospel, but he believed in the New Age Christ consciousness concept that he believed that he himself possessed. He believed in the gospel of Aquarius and not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in their vast revenues of wealth, Lennon, Ali, and Elvis found trouble. I look forward to reading that book by O'Reilly, but I expect it will confirm the truth of 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That's God's word on the matter.